Good evening, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Survey. I am Natalie Nance and I'm conducting a study of registered voters in Oregon, and I would like to ask you some questions. If you qualify to participate in our two-hour study, you will be eligible to receive a $200 incentive. Are you registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
And do you or any member of your immediate family work in the news media or in marketing research?
No.
And do you or any member of your immediate family work for any political organization or an elected official, yes or no?
No.
And just to make sure we have a representative sample, could you please tell me your race?
White.
Thank you. And what is your age? Just to make sure we speak to all ages.
44.
44?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
And will you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the household? Just stop me when I get your right category. It's under $50,000, between $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $150,000, or over $150,000?
$75,000 to $150,000.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president and Congress? Definitely vote, probably, or 50-50?
Probably.
If the election for president were today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom will you vote?
Neither.
Okay. And if the election for Congress were today and the candidates were Democrat Janelle Bynum and Republican Lori Chavez Derrimer, for whom will you vote?
Neither.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
And which of the following statements best describes you in a group situation? I have three options. The first one, I have no difficulty expressing my opinions in front of others and enjoy a group discussion where different opinions are being expressed. The second one, I tend to be quiet and do not usually express my opinions in a group situation. Or the last one, I like a group discussion. The last one, I need to read everything verbatim. Maybe you change your mind, okay?
Oh, the one you said, the middle one.
Okay, but I need to read everything verbatim. The last one is, I like a group discussion and with some encouragement, will share my opinions with others. Are you sure the second one?
Okay, the last one sounds good.
Or the last one?
The last one, the one you just said.
Okay, are you available and interested in participating in a two-hour study this Friday, July 12th at 6 p.m.? If you participate, you will receive a $200 incentive.
2 hours?
Yes, this Friday, July 12th at 6 p.m.
6 p.m.? What's the $200 incentive?
Correct. If you participate, you will receive a $200 incentive.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, but are you sure? If I select no, the survey will terminate. Okay, but thank you for taking the call, and thank you for your help.
Thank you.
A great night. Thank you.
Thank you.